This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
That's me. Welcome, everybody. I am so happy to be with you. We're live all across North America on great radio stations. And around the world, you can find us at GCNLive.com. And don't forget, at the network's website, we have a podcast, we have archives, we have on demand, we have whatever you need at GCNLive.com. And of course, in this hour, we're going to be focusing on lubrication, because we've got our lubrication expert, Dan Watson, a gentleman with more than 25 years worth of experience. He's one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America, and a man in which I learn something from every single week that he joins us here on the program. Telephone-wise, if you'd like to chime in with your question about anything in the realm of lubrication, synthetics, and it doesn't have to be automobiles either. We've taken calls and emails about snowmobiles and tractors and even weed whackers. So our very special guest has knowledge right across the board, and he is a proud gentleman who served proudly in the U.S. Navy in the nuclear propulsion area, and loves to share some stories from time to time on that part of his life as well. Telephone-wise, it's 855-660-4261. Email Bob at AutoWorldRadio, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, or Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. And speaking of the man himself, let's bring him forth. Here he is, the most knowledgeable man in all of North America when it comes to lubrication. Mr. Dan Watson, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Dan?
Doing great, Bob. Now, listen, I wouldn't say I am the most knowledgeable. Man, I'm a little more humble than that. Let's just say that I'm an expert in my own right, but there's some real smart guys out there that would argue with you about whether I'm the most knowledgeable person. So I'll accept that compliment, but tone it down to that I'm a good expert in my field.
Very good. Well, to me, you are, so we'll cast it that way. And speaking of the lubrication world, what's been going on? Is there anything new from the lube world?
Well, you know, Bob, we talked a couple times in the past about the coming of zero W16 viscosity motor oil to the United States, being called for Japanese cars of Honda, Toyota, maybe even some Nissan and Mazda headed that direction. And the only reason I would bring it back up is just to remind our listeners out there, you're going to be seeing this stipulation, especially those of you that drive Hondas and Toyotas, and you need to pay attention to it, because if you're going to stick with that 0W16, which is what Honda and Toyota would have you do, you need to make sure you buy high-quality engine oil to meet that spec. See, Toyota and Honda would have tested this 0W16 in Japan, but they tested it with high-spec synthetic engine oil. And unfortunately, another area that I'll talk about just a little bit tonight is the inability to know in North America whether you're getting high-quality synthetic engine oil when you buy something that says that it is a synthetic. So you have to be careful. Now, there is an out on a lot of this where it says that if you can't find 0W16, you could use 0W20. And if you don't know that you've got a top-of-the-line synthetic engine oil, I'd advise you to take that out and buy 0W20 unless you know you've got a quality synthetic. 0W16 is really getting down to a very thin engine oil. There's not much margin for error. If that oil loses much of its viscosity at high temperature situations, it could be providing little to no protection because it's so thin. And with today's restrictions by the Environmental Protection Agency on how much zinc and phosphorus you can have in oil, well, if your viscosity starts to go on you, the only thing that protects you in a lot of moving parts is that zinc and phosphorus for anti-wear. And that's been toned down some by the EPA to lower levels. So we find ourselves kind of in a perfect storm. Let's lower the viscosity and lower the zinc and phosphorus at the same time. And then let's see if it all works out, and you'll be the guinea pig with your car to see how things work out. I just don't know that that's my my way of wanting to do business. You know, I'm always on here talking about that I don't understand the term overkill in my particular life. The more protection I can put on moving parts and whatever piece of equipment I have, the better I feel I'm protected, and I can't get too much protection. So I just can't define that term overkill. It's outside of my vocabulary. Now, the next topic that I'll just repeat, because you've heard me talk about this a few weeks back, maybe a month and a half or so, is that it is really unfortunate, but we are at a time, at least here in the United States of America, where you are at a disadvantage as a consumer, because the industry back in 1995, in a, let's just call it an industry spat between Mobil and Castor Oil, there was a decision handed down by an authority, which was part of it's the National Advertising Division of the Better Business Bureau. Anyway, they handed down this decision that said that synthetic was a marketing term. And now this is from an advertising group, right? So they're saying that you can use synthetic as an advertising term even if it describes a product which would not be synthetic by the lubrication engineer's definition of synthetic. Now, I know that sounds a little complicated, but what I want our listeners to understand is it's one of the most stupid decisions that have ever been perpetrated on the American public. And Mobil tried to warn about this when they lost, because Mobil was arguing that if the way the oil was manufactured was not consistent with the chemical engineer's definition of a synthetic oil, that it wasn't synthetic. Well, it had to do with, and I can't get into the weeds on this, folks. If you want to know more about it, you can read about this on the Lube page. I've got some information there. I'll be posting some more that talk about this. But the problem is that they allowed a super refined, very good oil to be called synthetic. Okay, now, let's stick with that for a minute and say, well, okay, if that oil performed really pretty well, the consumer didn't get hurt too much, because just if I can make something perform almost as well as a synthetic, why can't I just call it synthetic? Okay, well, you can't, because, you know, Abraham Lincoln was asked one time in a press, a bunch of reporters were after him asking questions, and he got tired of it, and he asked one of the reporters, he said to him, if you call a dog's tail a leg, how many legs does a dog have? And the reporters laughed, and the reporter answered to Abraham Lincoln and said, well, then the dog would have five, Abe. And Lincoln replied and said, no, the dog still has four legs. You're just calling this tail a leg, and it's not a leg. In other words, you have to stick with the reality of facts. Yeah. You know, you can call anything you want. I can call a trailer tire out here on my tandem wheel trailer, which are biased by tires. I can call that a radio. I can paint radio on the side of it. Still not radio.
And it still is not.
No, we'll finish it up quickly after the break, Bob, and then we'll do some questions.
That sounds great. More with our expert Dan Watson straight ahead. This is Auto World.
The way is clear. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're talking about lubrication, all aspects of lubrication, synthetic versus traditional. We've got our man of the hour with us, Dan Watson, the president and CEO of thelubepage.com. You can email Dan at danwatson@thelubepage.com. And just to kick off this hour with Dan, we've been talking about some of the new stories, some of the things to be looking out for in the lubrication world. And you're so true in what you pointed out there in the first segment. You know, I just kicked myself recently. I bought some no-name gasoline, and even though I bought high-octane version of that no-brand-name gasoline, you know, immediately my vehicle started knocking. So you got to be careful when somebody labels something, and that's why when it comes to synthetics, there really should be a little bit more definition as to what is a true synthetic, Dan.
Well, Bob, what took place after this decision was made way back in 1995, and Mobil Oil Company warned at that time that by making that decision on advertising, that it opened the door for so much fraud and misrepresentation that in the end it would destroy the whole idea of the synthetic lubrication market, okay? And that's what concerned them. They invested a lot of money in building some chemical plants to make the bases for chemical-based synthetic oil. But here's the thing I would tell the consumer to listen to this, is that when you see a bottle of oil sitting on the shelf in the parts store and it says full synthetic, it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Because since synthetic is a marketing term, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't tell you what's really in the bottle. Now, I had for a number of years said, well, okay, but if they're sticking with what we call in the industry hydrocrack group 3, call it synthetic oil, they want to call that synthetic, it's such a high-performing oil in that market that it's probably okay as long as you stick with that. But within the last couple months, I was doing some research, and I came across some, let's just say, documents that give you the contents of certain oils. And I looked up oils that said that on their labels that they were full synthetic transmission fluid, full synthetic engine oil. And when I looked up their constituency by the same company that posted it, I don't know why they put that there, but they did, so thank you very much. And it showed that they were up to 50% highly refined mineral oil or petroleum. And that's on their document of what's in the bottle that they have to have for safety.
Amazing.
What's on their label that says full synthetic. So I'm just telling the consumer out there, I have never been more let down by seeing that, because this is the industry that I'm part of. And I can't believe they're getting away with this type of fraud and this chicanery that's going on. So what I'm telling the consumer out there to do now is, honestly, if you go to the store and you buy Mobil Annual Change, Redline, or Amsoil, I know those are real synthetic. I can't tell you about any of the rest because I was shocked. I used to say, if it's a good name brand, you know, in the business, it's probably going to be, they wouldn't risk their reputation on making stuff that wasn't really there. That's what I've said in the past. Well, let me tell you, yeah, they'll risk their reputation because they're making probably four times the profit off that bottle of oil that they've labeled as full synthetic, which is half petroleum. So it is terrible. It is basically the old laissez-faire, buyer beware. So I'm just sounding the cry out to our listeners to tell them, to at least inform them, folks, be very careful about buying. Go on the internet and dig out every bit of information you can about any oil before you buy it, because the temptation to make extreme profits out of using the term synthetic as a marketing term rather than as a chemical term, I guess it's just been more than they could resist. They couldn't stand it. They just had to make the extra profit, and the consumer wouldn't know. Now, here's where it gets sort of testy, Bob. You know, manufacturers, I think you own one or you've driven one, several of them over the past, a Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Corvette says on it that you got to use today, it's got a thing that says use Mobil 1 or Mobil 1 equivalent, right?
Right.
And it's had that for some time. Well, they've had that because they're expecting you to use real synthetic engine oil.
Yes.
So if you go and buy one of these faux pas, should have been synthetic, but by the law, they can call it synthetic, even though that it's glorified petroleum. And it doesn't satisfy the needs for your high-performance, extremely powerful Corvette engine, and you have a problem, I mean, this could do real damage to people and their, especially high-performance vehicles that need synthetic engine oil because they run high temperatures and they have very tight clearances and flow situations, and they need the performance of a high-performance synthetic engine oil. And here you go with somebody labeling something that is not, certainly not a Mobil 1 equivalent, because it's half of it is petroleum. So I'm saying this stuff has real consequences. So if you're out there listening to me and you have a vehicle that says it requires synthetic engine oil, hey, just do yourself a favor right now. Stick with Amsoil, Mobil, or Redline. Redline makes primarily nothing but racing oils and very, very high performance, so you probably wouldn't use that in your passenger car. But I know that Amsoil and Mobil make real synthetic engine oil, okay? I'm telling you right now, the rest, they don't have my confidence, and that's a sad thing to say, because I would never say that about some of those other larger oil producers, but my goodness, the stuff I saw when I went looking on the Internet, it just shocked me. So to the consumer, beware of it, and do your own due diligence, and look hard before you spend that extra money to buy what should be synthetic and turns out that it's not. So let's move on to questions, because I would just, you know, depress myself before I got done with much more of that. So
I understand completely. Listening on WOCA in Ocala, Florida, Gary has written us a note here. Can you please tell me if a standard oil filter is okay to use with Amsoil 0W20? I drive a 2013 Dodge Grand Caravan with the 3.6 liter V6, and that, of course, is a flex fuel engine.
Well, he asked a good question. I get this question all the time. Amsoil does not require you to run an Amsoil filter with the oil. Now, that being said, we had a whole session once, you remember it, I did on filters.
Yeah.
Again, listen, in the world of filters, you just get what you pay for, and that's the honest truth. If you buy some filter and it costs you $4.95, you got your $4.95 worth of it probably in about 500 miles before it stops filtering, okay? You got to buy high-quality filters when you use high-quality synthetic engine oil, because then you can go up to Amsoil, and some of the Mobil oils, you can actually go the distance the oil is recommended for. Okay, I'll finish it up after the break, Bob.
That's a great idea, and anybody who would like to get on board here, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, Bob at On the World Radio, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. This is On the World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Thousands of people are arriving in Poland for the 24th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. The UN's Patricia Espinosa says the conference takes place at a time when we urgently need to address the issue of climate change.
The effects that are happening are affecting communities around the world, casualties, destruction in so many places, suffering, a lot of suffering derived from from the consequences of climate change.
This year marks the deadline agreed by signatories of the Paris Agreement to adopt a work program for the implementation of the commitments they made in 2015. At least 22 tornadoes broke out Saturday afternoon and evening across central Illinois, injuring at least 30 people in Christian County and turning homes into piles of splintered wood. Several people had to be rescued from houses that collapsed on them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Dan Watson, CEO of the Lube Page, is with us. And we're continuing to talk and wrap up on a question we got from Gary in Ocala, Florida, WOCA, and it's about using a standard oil filter with a product like AMSOIL 0W20. And Dan, you've already answered the question there that AMSOIL doesn't require the combination of an AMSOIL filter with the AMSOIL oil, but certainly wouldn't do any harm.
Well, the thing about it is that there are other high-quality filters too, but since AMSOIL makes extended drain interval oils, our mid-grade line is good for 12,000 miles or 1 year. That's the XL oil. And the Signature Series oil is good for 1 year, 25,000 miles. It's actually in your interest to run a filter that has a longer life than the standard 6,000 miles. A lot of filters will go. Now, some filters will actually go on out to 7,500, even 10,000 miles. They cost more money. But if you buy, like I said, a $4 filter, $5 filter, if you find one, that filter is made so cheaply that it will be lucky that it really filters very well over 3,000 miles, much less any greater distance. And so you're going to get what you pay for in filters. And we talked about this one time before, and I won't beat a dead horse, but a filter has to have excellent efficiency. And a lot of times, folks, I'll give you a couple things to look for. You look at these filters, and it says on the box, that it has, it removes 30 micron particles at nominal efficiency, okay? Now, what nominal means is 50%, means every other 30 micron particle goes through the filter, okay? That's what nominal means, it's just 50%. What you want to look for is a true efficiency rating. What is the efficiency of this filter at a particular micron level? Is it a 20-micron filter that is 90% efficient. In other words, it removes 9 out of 10 particles that come into it at that size. So you're looking for the efficiency of the filter and then the recommended filter life. That gives you an idea of the type of filter medium in it, whether it can store a little bit of trapped particles and continue to filter, or whether it gets filled up rather quickly, runs out of any life to filter anything. And then also, you always want to buy a filter that has some ability for the oil to bypass the filter. It's a safety issue. If that filter was really clogged up and you couldn't get oil flow through it, you'd starve your bearings. So a good quality filter has a bypass system available, bypass valve in it, that if the medium restricts too much flow, it'll just go through the bypass and get around the filter, because it's better to get dirty oil to a bearing than no oil at all. So be careful with filters, but back to the simple answer, no, you don't have to run an AMSOIL filter with AMSOIL. We recommend that you run a high-quality filter with any oil, but if you're going to get the most out of your AMSOIL and go those 12 or 25,000 miles, you need to match up with a longer drain interval filter that can do the job and do it effectively. So I'm ready, Bob, to go on. I'm just full of information tonight.
That's great. We'll go to Sarasota, Florida, where John writes, I use AMSOIL Signature Series, the FW20, on a 2017 Kia Sportage equipped with a 2.4-liter GDI engine. That is the recommended oil. But the manual states that I can use 5W30 in the same temperature range. Would it be better to go with the 5W30 because of the fuel in the oil dilution? I have 15,000 miles on the car at the moment. What do you think, Dan?
Well, these GDI engines, I would always recommend staying with the 30-weight oil. And the reason for that is that these are direct-injected engines, and it's already known that those injectors leak some raw gasoline into the engine. It's nothing to worry about, but when you put some fuel into the oil, you thin the oil slightly. It's, you know, the gasoline is thinner than engine oil. So if you put enough gasoline in it, you keep thinning it, it gets thinner. So the idea of using the 5W30 is you can tolerate some fuel dilution and not have thin the oil lower than a good solid 20-weight oil, which is what it called for to begin with. But if you start with a 20 and you end up with any significant amount of fuel dilution, you could thin that oil below the 20-weight level, and now you're starting to talk about some potential enhanced wear taking place because of that. So this is live, folks. If you hear the phone ringing in the background, I can't stop the telephone company. So. But anyway, so that's the point. The 5W20 certainly would have enough protection, but it's a GDI is for gasoline direct injected engine. Now, that means the injector is in the cylinder just like it is in a diesel. That's direct injection. And the problem is that they had this for decades in diesels of where injectors always leak. And that's one of the reasons why, believe it or not, diesel engines were always requiring 40-weight engine oil was as a backup, that in case you got a little too much diesel in the oil, it would still be at least a 30-weight engine oil and protect your engine. So same sort of theory here. If the GDI engine gives you an alternative to use a 30-weight, use the 30-weight instead of the 20 in the GDI engines. That's my personal recommendation. If you have trouble with your manufacturer, the guy's telling you not to do it, you better stick with what they say under warranty, because their word would be the law for warranty. But I'm telling you from a technical standpoint that 5W30 in a GDI engine would be a better idea.
Yeah, no, I definitely can see where you're going with that, Dan. We got a question from Gil in New York. He owns a Ford Focus 2012-2013. My owner's manual says that I should use a Motorcraft 5W20 blend synthetic. My question is, what if I use a full synthetic oil? Would it damage my car in the long term?
Well, this is somebody asking a question. It's a good question, but it's apparent that he really doesn't know what it means to be synthetic or petroleum or full synthetic, because if we were talking about that these terms really, really mean what they say, and let's say I got a blend synthetic and whatever it is, it's 30% synthetic and 70% petroleum, and then I've got a full synthetic, which is supposed to be all synthetic. Well, there's no damage that can happen to your car. If the full synthetic was a real full synthetic, it would just be giving you the additional benefit of greater performance and greater protection, and especially in higher low temperature, than the blend. Now, that being said, I caution anybody when you use anything that says blend. And from my previous discussion in the first segment, today it doesn't make much difference if it says it's a blend, because it could be a blend of two different petroleum bases, and they could call it a blended synthetic, because since synthetic is only a marketing term now, who knows what it really is. But assuming you're trying to play by the right rules, even then there are no rules for what, when you have a blend of how much of anything you've got to have. A blend is a blend. It could have 5% synthetic, 95% petroleum. It could have 95% synthetic and 5% petroleum. People relate in their mind that blend must mean 50-50. There is no stipulation for that. It's just a blend. It's a synthetic blend. It's got some petroleum and some synthetic. How much? Well, I don't know. That's probably proprietary information of the company. They won't say. And so don't buy blends. Either stick with a very, very good performing petroleum engine oil, or go on to a synthetic engine oil. But blends just don't make any sense.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, Dan. When we come back on the other side, we got Terry in Arkansas, and we got room for you, too, if you dial in at 855-660-4261 or email Dan Watson at theloompage.com, or myself, Bob Long, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Legacy?
With us, he's our go-to guy when it comes to all things lubrication-wise. He is one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. And we've got Terry in Arkansas and Bill in Columbia standing by with some questions. But before we get to those, why don't we make sure and reiterate your email address, Dan, as well as your telephone number.
Well, you can get me at Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com, which is also my website, lubepage.com. Number is 800-370-2986. You can contact me directly by email or on the Lube page. You can put a question into me on the Lube page. So I love to get your questions and send out some answers.
Absolutely. And we've got questions here from Terry in Arkansas. According to Honda, they say to change oil every 10,000 miles or 1 year. Specifies 5W20. Being a first-time AMSOIL user, I am leaning towards buying the 5W20XL. Should I follow the Honda or the AMSOIL Interval?
Well, he has a real good question there. Now, some people get a little confused in these oil change intervals of what is, quote, a hard, fast requirement that if you didn't do it, quote, you're going to void your warranty. All right, now, went through this, AMSOIL did some 20 years ago with letters to each one of these major automobile companies, Toyota, Honda, Mazda, Chevy, Ford, Dodge, all these guys. And the consistent answer they got back from them was, no, you're not going to void your warranty by running your engine oil longer than the recommended interval if it is shown that the engine oil had nothing to do with the failure. So that's an important thing to understand. You can't void warranties just on some recommendation. You have to show a connection between whatever you're doing and the failure. For example, if you've got a nice V6 engine running and it breaks a connector rod pin and throws a one-cylinder, throws a connector rod through the side of the block, and all the rest of the things are pristine except for that one that broke, I guarantee you it's some type of flaw in the metal and the wrist pin gave out and bang, it's gone, okay? That's got nothing to do with anybody's lubrication, whether it be Amsoil, Valvoline, Quaker State, whatever it is. It's just a mechanical failure. So most of the time when you have an engine failure, unless the engine seized, it's not got anything to do with lubrication. Now, where lubrication might come in some type of engine situation, would be long-term use of an oil that was inferior, and next thing you know, you've worn the rings out, or your bearings are got so much play in, and they're slapping and knocking because the oil didn't give enough lubrication to protect the bearings. So engines that fail on some type of bad lubrication problem is usually because you have a long period of extra wear in a situation, or you just flat out run the engine out of oil and seize the engine, okay? That'd be lack of lubrication. So you have to do a failure analysis before you can determine if the warranty's even going to hold, okay? That's what the company would do. And so we tell anybody, I don't care if it's Amsoil, whose oil you have, the minute you ever have any kind of an engine failure, nobody's exactly sure what happened, you demand an oil sample be sent. You get an oil sample of that engine, and you send it. If you don't know where to send it, you contact me at thelubepage.com, and we can get you an oil sample from an independent lab done so that you can argue with your dealership about whether or not oil had anything to do with anything. Now, that's not just for Amsoil. You run into these problems using other oils that they want to claim that if you didn't have the service done at the dealership, then you didn't have it done. Well, that's not true. People get service done at a lot of places. So keep your receipts, keep your records, and then if your car goes in for a problem, get an oil sample. You tell them to not drain that oil, not to mess with that until you have a chance to get an oil sample, okay? That oil sample is what holds up on the warranty. And that oil sample is like a blood test on somebody that the coroner's doing autopsy on. It's going to tell you a whole lot about what failed in that engine from that oil analysis, okay? A good oil analysis interpretation can do that for you. Now, hey, if you want to get an oil sample and you want to give me the results of it, you come through the lube page and tell me you've got a problem going on, you want to know what your oil sample means that you got, I'll take and interpret the results for you. Won't cost you anything, just get in touch with me through the lube page. Now, Honda says 10,000 miles, the Amsoil XL oil would be 12,000 miles or 1 year, okay? The Amsoil Signature Series would be good for up to 25,000 miles. So here's the case. For this gentleman, I would say he probably would run the XL oil. He would be more comfortable with that, with the 12,000-mile change interval being pretty close to the 10 that Honda was recommending. But he wouldn't be restricted to that. He could run the Signature Series for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. And Amsoil has a separate warranty to back that oil up, okay? And it's available. If you want a copy of it again, send me an email and say you'd like to get a copy of Amsoil's warranty for their oil to see what it says. Because it's a good warranty, but it has to be the oil samples have to prove that the oil itself was the cause of the problem. You can't say, well, I had two bad flat tires on the back that went bad. I want Amsoil to replace them because it must be warranted because Amsoil has a warranty. No, it has to be connected, and it has to show that the oil was something that failed. And so I can almost guarantee you you're never going to have a case where the oil from Amsoil failed to protect. You may have an engine break, but it won't be because it wasn't lubricated. So for Terry, yes, Terry, you can run either one, but if you're more comfortable with that XL oil, it'll do real well for you for 12,000 miles or 1 year.
Let's move on to Bill in Columbia, I believe, South Carolina. What is the difference in 20W50 and 5W30 oils? Bill thinks that 20W50 gives more protection, so why shouldn't I run it in all my cars?
Well, you know, the thing has always been thicker is better. They even make 60 and 70 weight oils, okay? But the problem is the person, the company that manufactures the car, they design in a certain clearance in the bearings, and then they have a certain size gallery. That's the little hole that the oil flows through to lubricate the inside surface of the bearing on the main and the connector rod bearings. And you're going to run into a problem with oil that's too thick because it will not pump through that hole with any ease. And what happens is it starves the bearing for oil. The bearing gets hot enough to thin the oil down to where it squeezes through the hole and it finally flows enough. But it has to thin down to flow through it. So use a good grade oil that matches the manufacturer's recommendation. Don't use thicker oils thinking they're going to provide you with better protection. They're not going to flow through the tight clearances in these new modern engines. So you can use 20W50 because it has a very high rating for high temperature, high shear in engines that are made for it. And by the way, folks, most of these guys that are weekend racers and are doing the roundy round things out here, these kind of guys, the engine manufacturer makes those engines what we call loose, so that they can run a 2050 oil, but when they're loose, they will crank RPM up very fast, okay? And that's what they want. So they run the thicker oil, and they are able to run wider clearances, so those engines are a bit loose, and they'll crank up to 9,300 RPM in a hurry. Now, if you bring your standard automobile up to 9,300 RPMs, we'll be picking up the piston somewhere in the, on the side of the road, so don't try that. But those engines are made for that. They use a 20W50. You can get good protection with thin oils, but they have to be high quality. That's why I was talking earlier tonight about the 0W16. You buy 0W16, if you can't figure out that you're getting high quality, I'm going to tell you now, and I rarely ever say this, just get a quart of 0W16 from Toyota or a quart of 0W16 from Honda if you can't be sure you're getting a high quality synthetic somewhere else. I know AMSO, we make one in the XL line right now. They haven't even gone far enough, it's so new to make it in the Signature Series, but it's out in the XL. And Mobil makes it, okay? But you just can't trust some of these others. So if you're not sure, I guarantee you Toyota will sell it to you.
Absolutely. As usual, Dan Watson does a spectacular job. Visit Dan at thelubepage.com. And what's that telephone number, Dan?
It's 800-370-2986.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you for coming along for the ride.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.